All right, the Audible is on the air. Jordan, our last time on the air until 2018. Kim Bocamper, Joe Rose with you. This is the Audible. We're back in studio. Usually we're out running around somewhere or doing a show in
stupid
places.
We've been all over the place,
Yeah, but here we are kind of ending out the end of the year in 2018. Want to wish everybody a happy new year out there. Everyone that's been participating in the show, whether you send in questions or whether you're watching. Joe, let's kind of look back at this year a little bit just from a standpoint of – you know, it's funny. We travel the same places. We go to the same places. It's amazing to me how many stadiums that we've been in this year. Where I walk to go where I'm going, and I hear people, "Hey, saw you on the Audible.
Yeah.
Saw you on the Audible.
Crazy.
You know, Cup of Joe. All that stuff. I mean, the amount of people that we've had an opportunity to talk to over the course of the last year really has been. It really comes back to you when you hear people and meet people and talk to them about watching the shows and stuff like that.
The power of the internet, man, and these shows, Bo. That's why they do them. It's unbelievable for the hardcore fans who want to know stuff and they feel like they know you. So it's great. It really is.
No,
neat.
It's good. And we get we get the majority of the same people sending questions, and we got a lot of people that send questions, and we appreciate it. And we appreciate you keep doing it. But you almost get to know these guys.
Yeah.
You get to kind of know who they are and you know where they're from a little.
They're
bit.
All like us. They share the good and the bad with the team. They got their favorite players and they have great questions and so it's good
stuff. Out there now. There's some of these, some of these people. I read some of the comments from some of these people, and I'm like, come on, man. Really? You know, really? Let me ask you this. Let me say this. Let me tell you this. They're not going to change the logo. They're not going back to the old uniforms. They're not going to do this. So you guys that do that every single day, every single show, to every newspaper writer, everybody that's on TV, everybody that's on the radio, everybody, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Now, it may happen in a couple years, but it ain't going to happen now. It ain't going to happen next year. So you can kind of skip over that.
Yeah, find a new topic.
Skip over that to 2019. Because sometimes I think you're just f***ing idiots, you know? Really. There's a part of me that thinks that with some of you guys. When are you going to change the logo? Go to the new logo. Go to the throwback uniforms.
You know, I tell everybody.
But they're wearing the throwback uniforms, I think, on Sunday.
Yeah, they are going to have. We are. Actually, both teams are going to have throwback. The Bills are going throwback, too. But you're right, Bo. We got bigger problems than the uniform to worry about right now.
I wish
now.
That was our biggest problem.
Yeah, I wish that was it.
The
like,
uniform
everything was great.
Wear.
And people didn't like the way we looked.
Yeah.
Like, see guys playing better.
Yeah.
We got some other things to.
But anyway, I just want to thank everybody out there that's participated in the show, that's watched the show, that's commented
that's
on
great.
It. I remember, Joe, when we were in London, English guys coming up to
crazy.
Me and saying, "Hey, I watched the Auto." You're like, "What? Really?"
Yeah.
You know? It's pretty
awesome.
Amazing.
You're right. We had a good batch of people over there that watch all the shows, keep up like they're here in South Florida.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. That's the other thing kind of looking back at this year is, you know, the another trip to London, I think that's two times in the last three times in the last 4 years.
I think it's three for four.
Three for four
the Bills,
in the last 4 years.
The Jets and the Saints.
And but you know what? Every time we go there, Joe, I know it's tough for the team. The travel's tough for the team coming back, especially when you didn't have the bye week this week. You know that teams are starting to do that. They go over early in the season. They don't want to waste their bye week.
Right.
And so they play the next week.
Right.
It certainly makes it tough on them. But from our standpoint, you know, it really is to me one of the great trips. First of all, you go to London and you see so many people from different parts of the world that converge on London for these games. And look, it's not just the Dolphin games. They do it for every NFL game. I think they play four a year there now, three or four a year.
Yeah.
So it's there, but it really is a great atmosphere, and it's really for us a great opportunity, I think.
Well, you just see the whole
NFL. We don't
have
to worry about getting up and playing a game.
No, we don't. I had two thoughts on London. First of all, I wish it wasn't a home game. It could be a road game. I'll go over there every year if it's a road game. But second of all, man, the National Football League is so well represented by – Well, from every team, you go up and down the street, and the game is catching on overseas, man. Yep. It's really exploded over there.
Yep. So that's been a good thing too, Joe. And again, the other thing, kind of looking back at the year, has just been, I call it, you know, I use this term now. It's been a rough and tumble year. You know, you came out of the blocks. Look at, hey, we got Tampa at home. First time we open up the season with a home game in about 3 or 4 years, however long it's been. It's going to be nice to open up against Tampa at home, get a nice win to get started, and then get rolling.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, a hurricane comes. And, Joe, that just seemed like the beginning of what has just been a chaotic, crazy, just
yeah,
unbelievable year of event. I don't think I've ever seen so many different things happen, bizarre things happen in 1 year. I don't think I've seen that many bizarre things happen in 10 years, much less 1 year.
I got one better than that. I called it the curse of Tannehill because we were out here at practice when he just rolled out and was running around and and put a little move, just half-joking move on a defensive back, and it buckled. And it was like, oh, no. Because we're always talking about who's, you know, every year quarterbacks get hurt.
Yeah, who's going to be the quarterback?
Who's going to be the first one? And like, oh, my gosh, we didn't even get to preseason football. And Tannehill goes down, and then the team's scrambling.
Well, then you get, you know, I think it was the scrimmage. Wasn't it the scrimmage the next week where Raekwon McMillan went down?
He went down.
There's another guy that steps in you're counting on. And so, and then you lose Ted Larson, right, soon thereafter. So, I mean, it just, you're right. It's kind of, Tannehill was the first domino to push over.
Yeah.
And then they just started
falling. And then that damn hurricane hit, and then that changes everything. Oh, you can go on and on. Not to mention all the personal things that happen with coaches and players. So it's it's been a very interesting season.
Logan, just say it was the first kickoff of the first regular season game for Raekwon, or preseason game for Raekwon.
He ran down. That's right. You know what? He ran down on the punt.
And that was it. I think it was a kick because Logan will know. Logan, was it a kick or was it a punt? Huh? It was a kickoff. Because, you know, I remember, because that was the same thing that happened to me in my rookie year. Orange Bowl, first play of the game, I played in the Orange Bowl, ran down a kickoff, got my knee blown out, injured reserve for the whole year. Played one play in the Orange Bowl my rookie year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
Can you imagine what it'd been like today if that would happen with all the media and all the coverage of.
Yeah, you know, that's funny because I've thought about that in the past because I remember when it happened to me. And it wasn't it, you know, it certainly was had a mention in the news, but it wasn't like what it would be these days.
Right.
You know,
right. No question.
If you know your first pick in the draft,
first round outside linebacker, defensive end pass
goes
rusher
down on the first play of the game. So but it's look, it is what it is from a standpoint of football, Joe. It's been a tough year, and it's been a tough year for these guys and for people that watch the show, people that follow this stuff. If they think they're any more disappointed than those guys in that locker room or those coaches in those meeting rooms in that locker room, I think you're barking up the wrong tree because there's nobody more disappointed than those guys right there.
Yeah, I think most of the players they want to have success, not only personal success but team success, and then the coaches. Of course they do. They take those losses like they were playing. Yeah. They take them as hard as fans, Bo. And I see what you're like coming home, and I'm a little pissy the next day when we get blown out on the road. It just puts you in a – you go back and you go through – I'll look back at you and go – make a comment. Yeah, it's just bad.
Yeah. So anyway, I just kind of want to look back and kind of go through a little bit of the year-long stuff and this and that. We'll kind of turn our attentions now to the last game of the season, the Buffalo Bills coming down to town. And Joe, I've said it before on one of these shows that look, if you can't go to the playoffs, the next best thing is to knock somebody out in your own division.
So they
can't go. And I think that's the New Year's Eve present you'd like to give to the Buffalo Bills on Sunday is that, hey, by the way, Happy New Year. You're not going to the playoffs because we just beat your ass.
Well, Bo, I know you're on the other side. I'm with you. Win every game you can, but, you know, there's been articles this week going, could cost you 4 or 5 spots in the draft, and that's potentially 1 or 2 guys you really like, including maybe a quarterback.
Yep.
But, Bo, I'm with you, man. I'm sorry. I don't play for draft picks.
No.
I want to win games. I want to feel good from winning games. Yeah. They're therapy for me when we win. And on top of that, the guys in the front office, whether you're picking 10th to 15th, just get the right guy.
Yeah, just get the guy.
Left.
Get the guy you want. Make sure it's the right guy and do that. Yeah. For the other thing, Joe, is I don't know how a head coach could stand in front of a team and go, hey, look, guys, here's what we're going to do today. We really don't want to win. So we're not going to do this. And you go, what?
Well, they know right away.
You can't.
Yeah, because their job is to go out and win and play the best they can. I can tell you one thing. Adam Gase wants to win this game. I don't know. People are like, hey, what do you think it's going to look like this week? And I'm thinking, well, who else could play for the most part? I mean, maybe some guys can get more snaps. But
what are you supposed to do, Joe? You're a tight end. What are you supposed to do? Every time they throw you a ball, just drop it? You know, every time a guy runs by you, you're supposed to, instead of getting tackled, just go, oh, no, I'm not going to tackle you because you can't. I don't know.
Can't throw, it's called throwing a game. They're,
I don't know how you do it.
They're
going to
play hard, man.
I don't know how you do it.
You want to have success. We got guys. Hey, selfishly, Bo, and I'll leave you with this. If I'm a running back, I'm Kenyon Drake. Yeah. I want to have a 100-yard game.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can tell you Jarvis Landry would love to get about 10 more catches. Yep. There's guys got contracts, sacks. You don't think Cam Wake wants to get a 10th sack to be in double digits? I just look at all those numbers across the board. Bro.
I'm with you. And quite frankly, you know, guys are looking for playing for their jobs. They're you know, these coaches are looking at these guys and who's going to play, who's going to quit, who's going to give me the effort. You know, so it's not an enviable position to be in, but that's you know, you dig your own hole and you got to climb out of it by yourself. Let's get some of these questions in here. Facebook, Stefan Kozakowski. Thought it was one of Kozlowski's neighbors or relatives. How many relatives did Koz have?
Oh, my gosh.
Thousands?
We went to New Jersey, he had one side. We went to California, he had another side. Like I said, what are you, Polish? He's got like, what
he's
is
Polish,
it?
Polish, Samoan. Samoan, Polish.
Wow.
And every time, and I think he was cousins with every Samoan player.
Every guy. Every time before Samoan the game, player, I wanted to be my cousin.
Hey, here's my cousin, so-and-so. I remember playing a game. One thing used to aggravate our defensive huddle was guys helping guys up. Oh, right? Guys help guys up. What are you doing? Let the guy pick himself up, right? So Koz was the culprit all the time. He always wanted to be, but hey, pick a guy. Koz, what are you doing? Leave the goddamn guy on the ground. Let him pick his own self up. You know, no, that's my cousin. What do you mean your cousin? Everyone's your cousin. You can't pick you would pick everyone in this team up if you call him your cousin. You know,
he was related to everybody. I'll never forget that San Diego Chargers game where he picked up Winslow.
Oh, God.
I thought you guys, Winslow's going for about 20 catches, 200 yards. He is becoming the greatest tight end. He's a hell of a tight end.
Oh, he's awesome, man.
And you guys screaming at him, stop helping him up. Yeah. Let him help himself up.
I think I ran into Kellen in an elevator. It was probably about 2 weeks after it was announced he was going to the Hall of Fame. I go, did you send Kozlowski a thank you card?
Or Koz, had to cover him.
I tell you, he was maybe one of the great athletes I've ever played with in my life.
No question.
Could do everything.
He played any sport in the offseason, and he was good at all of them.
No doubt. Anyway, Stefan Kozakowski, I don't know how I got in it just because of his name. Hey, Kim and Bo, what's the most important thing on Sunday? Stopping them or correcting our mistakes? Also, nice shirt, Kim. Got a little nice shirt reference there.
Oh, you go purple, so you get
I always get the comments on my clothes. Well, it's not my clothes, my shirt, because that's all you see in the thing.
Purple's good.
Anyway, most important on Sunday, stopping them or correcting our mistakes. I think they go hand in hand, Joe. I think one comes right along with the other one. But Joe, this game to me, and as the Buffalo game was 2 weeks ago to me, is maybe the easiest game to figure out how to beat Buffalo. It's very simple. Stop LeSean McCoy and stop Tyrod Taylor. Bingo. That's it.
Little Charles Clay everybody. In there.
They got no wide receivers. They got no wide receivers that make any plays.
No.
Right? None. I think going into the last game, their wide receivers had 12 catches combined.
They were the least productive wide receivers in the National Football League with this group they have right now. They got Charles Clay, who seems to play well against his old team. But it's about stopping the run with McCoy. You're not going to completely stop him because you can get him the ball a lot of different ways. And then making sure Tyrod Taylor's numbers against the Dolphins. Yeah. Bo, New England last week, this is what frustrates me the most. They sack him six times, the Patriots, who don't have our pass rush.
And look, the Dolphins had him in the backfield two or three times.
Just didn't tackle him right
away,
off the bat.
Let him slip away, makes plays, and so that's it. So that's the part of – that's the part of correcting mistakes is those kind of things, coming down with the plays instead of letting guys have new life and move the chains. So I think that has a lot to do with it. Another Facebook, Troy Odegaard. Hey, Joe, what is the key to beating the Bills and stopping their playoff hopes?
I think we got to play a clean game. I'm just going to start with our biggest problems right now. Turnovers. You can't turn the ball over three times. I can tell you, Miami Dolphins team turns it over three times, you're done. You lose, especially to the Bills. Yep. So play a clean game. You know, I just go back. We've seen the clean game. The New England Patriots was a clean game.
Yep.
Play that way. I got to feel Adam Gase going to get it going. He'll attack and let it go. This could be it for Jay Cutler. He's going to want to whip it around there pretty good too. So I would say that, and the costly penalties that have plays called back. Just that combination has just been a consistent killer throughout the season. I won't even get into the third down stuff.
Anything worse than seeing a big play and out of the corner of your eye you see that yellow flag come flying
and
out.
You know what it is,
and
right?
You always
away.
Know where it's come. It's always I mean, look, they call what they call, but I would say this year when it's happened, the vast majority of times it's affected the Dolphin team, whether it was offense or defense. Defensive holding, offensive holding, offsides, illegal procedure, all those things. It's the majority of times it's been this football team.
Just kills you. And the Dolphins are not able to overcome it, which is really frustrating too.
Yep.
And put them in bad third down situations. And that's why we are dead last in third downs offensively right now.
Thalius 215, hey Bo, the show was great. Maybe you should wear your old uniform and appease the fans. I probably couldn't squeeze into my old uniform right now.
You're not too.
Probably a little taut.
But they wear them tight now.
No, they wear them tight. I don't know how we used to wear. We never used to wear
baggy stuff.
We had baggies.
They put them on tight. It looks so uncomfortable. And I see.
But you know what that's all about.
Yeah, no,
that's all about that.
They're already holding them enough. I get it for. By the way, does anybody get tackled and held more than Cam Wake?
No.
He goes around, and I see these big 350-pound guys roped around, and
He gets low.
Right there.
And so they're really, their only way to do is kind of hook him around the neck. And I'm standing there, and I'm yelling, why don't you call a holding? The guy's got him draped around his neck.
And you know he never loses it.
No.
He might say something.
Yeah.
And then he just lines up, and I'm screaming for him, like, Cam, they held you again.
Yeah, no. Believe me, that was Bob Baumhauer. Bob, you said, and Bob was a guy who got held all the time too. Bob was the same way. But Bob was, I mean, Bob was every play was on the every play. Was, hey ref, he's holding me. He's holding me. You know,
right.
You got to the point where we go, Bob, the guy. Look, they get it now. They get it.
Right. He nods out. We'll keep an eye on it, Bob.
Let me see where I'm at. Okay, Coy Vega from Periscope. All right, guys, does Jarvis Landry stay in Miami next year? I say absolutely yes.
Got to.
I think they're going to get a contract deal worked out for him. I would hate to see Jarvis Landry in another team's uniform next year. Would hate it.
I agree. He's not perfect. He does some dumb things.
Yep.
But I love having this guy around.
Yep.
I do. Bo, they are far apart, though. I mean, they can always tag them. They've got the tag to go. But I think now that they're starting to do contracts back and forth, here's what we think, and teams going, well, here's what we think. And I think they're millions apart per year.
It's always going to be. Yeah. Look, and there's no rush. I mean, when does free agency start, Joe? What's free agency?
Oh, gosh.
March?
Yeah, we've got.
So months. You got, you know.
Right.
So second week of March. So you're not gonna throw them your best
That's
offer
right.
out there. So
That's
there
right.
there's time to work it out. And I just look. I think at least I'm gonna say this. I think I'm right in saying that Jarvis and the Dolphins want this to happen.
Oh yeah.
Now the wild card in it is the agent, right? The agent is the guy that he got no loyalty to this football team.
No.
He got loyalty to his guy, which is he should, the guy that's paying him to get him the best deal available for him to move forward. And therein lies, you know, where the rub is.
You can see, I think everybody out there can see what going back and forth, what the issues are going to be.
Yep.
You're a slot receiver and a damn good one. And he's going to go, no, I'm a damn good wide receiver. Yep. I want to be paid like the guys on the outside.
Yep.
I had 8 touchdowns. I doubled my touchdown from a year ago. I mean, I can see all that going back and forth, Bo.
Yep. No, you want someone back there. Game's tight. You want someone back there to catch a punt. You know he's going to catch it. Who do you put back there? Who do you throw back there?
No, I agree.
I mean, so there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things both ways on that deal. I just feel like it's going to happen. So at least I hope it does. Coy Vega, 13, Periscope. All right, guys. All right, that's what I just did. John Downey, 64, on Periscope. Hey, if I got your jersey, would you autograph it for me next year when I come visit? You talking about you or me?
I think he's talking about you. Yes, you will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Anytime. Anytime, any place.
Bo's very friendly if you see him. Very friendly guy. Always got time for you.
You know what? You know what's good about me, Joe? Is I'm able to walk around and look like I'm a mean guy and people leave me alone, you know? And so it kind of works in my favor a little bit.
I always tell people they see, I go, go up to him. He won't bite you. He's fine.
But people think I'm going to smack
him. What do you need? What do you need looking at me like that? Getting ready to go have a few beers.
Yeah. Here's a question, Joe, that is going to kind of, going into the offseason, is going to be the biggest question until the resolve is made. Stefan Huber Santos from Facebook, we need a first-round quarterback, need a backup for Tannehill and future replacement. And therein has been, look, we've talked about it. We've talked about it on every show that I've done this week. Going into the draft this year, you draft a quarterback? I say yes. The question is, where do you draft him? You draft him first, second, third round, fourth round. Where do you draft? Do you draft high and have a little quarterback battle there? Or do you go a little later for a guy with some upside? I think that's going to be – I mean, look, you face it every day on your radio show.
It's a great question. It's very legit. I got to believe the Dolphins, at one of their many scenarios, and I know they have other needs, tight end, outside linebacker, an offensive lineman, you know, and I've heard others say we need another pass rusher. Yep. There is no question, but Ryan Tannehill can be the starting quarterback for now, but they got to start getting
–
If one of those four guys, if you're buying all the stuff that you're hearing right now, whether you're a Rosen fan or Darnold fan or going to any of these other guys, Allen or Baker
Mayfield, yeah.
Any of these guys you might go into, Bo, if you believe they're good enough.
Go after them.
Go after them.
Yeah. Joe, I've said that's kind of where I'm – that's where I over the last few years I've come to this conclusion on the draft, at least from my personal opinion. Is if you see a guy out there, you take your list, you take your guys, and you go, you know, geez, this guy, we love this guy. I'd love to have this guy, but he's a third-round guy. You know, let's wait. Let's wait, and we can get him in the third round. I'm of the ilk now saying, you know what, if that's your guy and you're committed to the guy and you believe that guy, take him when you can get him.
Right.
If you believe that guy can make your team better and you're afraid that, well, you know, they've got him rated as a low second-round pick. We're picking 15th. You know, we can get him in the next round or whatever.
Yeah.
I've just seen too many times and talked to too many of these guys afterwards when it said, you know, geez, we really loved that guy, man. We really loved T.Y. Hilton. Really loved T.Y. Hilton, but we thought we could get him in the third round, and he got snagged
rather Jeff Ireland not tell us anything at all than say, yo, we liked him. We just liked him in the next round. Because that's not the only one, Bo.
No,
we had two players in our backyard. That was
example.
The FIU guy.
That's
there was
example.
A tight end at Miami.
Yep.
Jimmy Graham.
Yep.
And the Saints get him. They're going, oh, yeah, we loved him. Yep. We liked him in the next round. So meanwhile, the Saints go, we liked him a round earlier.
You can like him whenever you want. We got him. You
know, that would be one of my big pet peeves
draft
without
wise.
Getting to personal stuff with Jeff Ireland, who I'm not a huge fan of. But but I just – for Jeff, like he knew the talent.
Yeah.
Like Jeff Ireland, people go, he knows talent. Yeah. I agree. But his – like where he picks them or they slot him.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask this question. You don't think if New England knew then what they knew now, you think they would have waited until the sixth round or seventh round, whatever it was? To pick Tom Brady, huh?
No,
you think the Dolphins would have waited until the fifth round to take Zach Thomas? Had they known?
No.
So to me, it doesn't matter where people have them slotted, because we've seen free agents become Hall of Famers. You've seen 17th round draft picks become Hall of Famers, fifth round draft picks, and how many first round draft picks have we seen that have been out of the league in 2 or 3 years?
Right.
I mean, so you know, it's not a finite. Proposition. It's out there. Look, look at the guys that got drafted in the first round last year that haven't done squat.
Right.
You know? I mean, so if you like the guy and you believe he can make your football team better and you believe that's, of all this draft, that's the one guy we want.
Right.
Then take the damn guy.
Right. Right.
You know?
I agree.
And live with all the sniping afterwards, and then when the guy turns out to be a player, go, that's what we saw in him.
That's right.
You know?
Gotcha.
Facebook, Joshua.
That was good.
Joshua Albritton is playing inconsistent at the NFL over more on coaches or players. This seems to be one of our biggest problems. Dominate New England, then legs against Buffalo and Kansas City. What gives? Why, Joe? That may be the biggest question of the year. And I know after the Buffalo game, You know, that's the question that was asked the most of Adam Gase or all the players that came at the podium. How do you justify the inconsistencies of this football team? New England last week, you guys look like world beaters. Buffalo this week, you couldn't get out of your own way.
Looked like one of the worst five teams in football. You saying, Bo, does this go back to the coaches? Does it go back to the players? Listen, the players aren't prepared to play late in the season. I think a majority of it falls on the players. But the coaches, when you keep making, you're getting coached up, and you make the same mistakes every week, you make coaches look real bad, Bo.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I agree with that. And look,
hey, I'm not so sure Adam Gase doesn't make some changes in the coaching staff.
Well, we had that question the other day, and you know, that I wouldn't be – I wouldn't be shocked at a couple positions if there's some movement there. Light in the Dome from Facebook. Do you think Rashawn Scott will get any snaps? I'd like to see what he can do. I don't know. So. Well, you know, it depends. It depends on Carew. I don't know if Carew's going to play. He had a little issue this week that he had to deal with.
Yeah, Carew's out.
So Carew's not going to play. Out. So Rashawn's up. Right. Oh yeah, they put Carew on injury reserve. They put Carew in. And who else they put on injury reserve this week?
Carew went down.
Who's the second one they put on?
I just
blanked Vincent Taylor. That's right, the rookie Vincent Taylor. Right. So, Rashawn, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a few snaps. Derby last week. How many plays did Derby end up playing
in the game? Derby played a lot of football.
He got
treated like a frontline guy, got flexed out, and they gave him some opportunities to make plays, and it didn't happen.
Yep. Virgil Priestley, what's our biggest priority in the offseason?
What do you want to go first?
Well, look, my biggest priority in the offseason, I'll tell you what my biggest priority in the offseason. Somehow, some way, Adam Gase and his coaching staff needs to find a way to get this football team more disciplined on the football field. I mean, you got to cut down on penalties, you got to cut down on mental errors, and you got to cut down on breakdowns. They've got to be a more sound football team. I mean, Joe, virtually every game they lost this year, for the most part, you can look at penalties, missed drop balls, missed assignments as the reason they lost football games.
To me, all
those things are fixable, Joe. All those things to me are very fixable. And maybe sometimes you got to be the bad guy. Maybe sometimes, Joe. We had a guy ask the question a couple weeks ago on this program. He said, what's the difference between Gase and Shula when it comes to penalties? And very simply, when you committed a penalty on that field that cost you a first down or gave them a first down, all I know is this: you didn't want to go over that sideline.
Correct.
You did not want to walk over that sideline.
That's not exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
Like, no matter where you tried to come off the field, the old man was Coach Shula was waiting for you, man.
I don't care who you were. I've heard Larry Zonka, who's one of the toughest guys I've ever played with. And one of the guys that was just his own man, I'm doing my way this way, say, hey, when I had to come over after a penalty and look at Shula, I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to walk. I'd rather walk over to the other sideline than this sideline. And I know it's a different era, Joe, but I think there needs to be some consequence to these penalties.
Yeah.
You know? And I know I've been harping on that, and that's kind of my...
No, there's a lot of different parts of this. Think about all the different games. Every game's got a bad theme. New England Patriots, first game, mental mistakes in the secondary where they're getting big plays
open.
And we don't have anybody around any of the receivers.
Yep.
We find out 20 mental mistakes in that game.
Yep.
Missed tackles.
All over the place.
Had that one. Oh, we tackled bad in cold weather.
Yep.
I mean, every game has a little something different.
Yep. El Chapo Jr., why do we have such problems covering tight ends? Well, Adam Burke or Coach Burke, Matt Burke, talked about it yesterday. And he kind of left no stone unturned on that. He said, look, our linebackers have to be better covering tight ends. Our safeties need to be better covering tight ends. Even throughout the day, look, we need to find some guy that's kind of a hybrid, half safety, half linebacker, that we can stick in there.
Well, let me ask you, how many of those guys are out there?
No, not many. Look, to me, look, you got Rashad that you just signed to an extension, and you got
TJ
McDonald you signed to extension.
And Kiko got a new contract.
Those three aren't going
anywhere. They're here.
So to me, you know who that hybrid guy is? To me, it's TJ McDonald. Make him a linebacker safety and say, look, you're gonna be the guy, you're gonna be our tight end killer.
Well,
you're
gonna be the guy. They gave him a lot of money.
So you know
He needs to play better and do some of those things.
Yep.
or we're going to have these tight end problems, these numbers. That
Joe, how many years have we had trouble with tight ends?
It's been a long time.
Trevon McCoy, who would you guys like to see play on Sunday that you haven't seen get a lot of playing time this season? That's that comes question. In through Facebook. Yeah, I think there's a couple guys there. I think the big offensive tackle, Smith, maybe. What's his first name? They took him off injury reserve.
Eric Smith.
Logan's like the answer man there. Logan should be sitting in that chair where Leon. Is Leon even in there?
Yeah, he just got. They just made him active. He had an injury.
Yeah,
and then bringing him back.
Yeah. So I think he's a guy they may want to see a little bit of, because there's some question about
their. I checked last night. Ted Larson's ready to go and play. So
yep.
I think he's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you one. How about looking at Jakeem Grant more?
Hey,
man, that guy's good.
There's no doubt that Jakeem Grant has earned more opportunities over his play the last couple of weeks. You know, the thing that surprised me the most about Jakeem Grant is not that he can run past guys.
He can run over guys too, man. He's got great balance.
Yeah.
Great balance. Yep. Low to the ground.
And you know what?
Small is cool right now.
You give me a team full of Jakeem Grants. From the standpoint that I talked to him, I did an interview with him a couple days ago. All this kid wants to do is play, man.
Hey.
I don't care if you see him at 10 o'clock at
night.
He's
hungry.
Or 6 o'clock in the morning or when it is. He just wants to go play.
Right.
I want to go play and make plays. I want to do some things to help this team win. And I like that kind of guy.
You know, but I call it the speed package.
Yep.
And with him out there, you got plenty of it. He has been a mismatch for everybody to tackle, whether it's those short hitch passes that he took for a touchdown or running by guys where he actually dropped it, but just absolutely runs by Malcolm Butler a few weeks ago.
Periscope, well, I want to end the year on this. Tommy Cloggs, you're the last man up, Tommy Cloggs. I don't know if that's a real name or not, or my guys are just throwing that out there, but Tommy, whether you're real or fake, you're the last man of 2017 for the Audible. Tommy Cloggs, what kind of tight end would you rather have? A great pass, run blocker, or more of a pass catcher? Just give me a pass catcher.
Pass catcher.
245, 250, run down the middle of the field, got big hands, can catch everything in sight. Give me that guy. I could care less if he could block.
Even more, we have learned that Adam Gase loves to flex out his tight end and get him isolated one-on-one in the red zone. Yep. It's been one of the biggest disappointments that we've had this year with our tight ends. Go out. If that's the way you're going to play your offense, then find a guy that fits what you're doing and get that guy Bo's talking about. Get a big guy who can go up and get in and have to run great routes. Got that big old Jimmy Graham ball. I see Jimmy Graham just run down in the end zone, block his guy out, no moves, comes down with the ball every week for Seattle.
Yep, no doubt. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Keys to the game, Joe. My keys to the game, tackle, tackle, tackle. If you got your hands on a guy, bring him to the ground.
Don't turn the ball over. We've turned it over 5 times the last 2 weeks in those losses. Don't turn the ball over and don't have positive plays called back because of penalties. Let's do penalties when we don't have a 10 or 12-yard gain down to the 10-yard line for a first down.
Dolphins, Bills, Hard Rock Stadium, Sunday games at 4:25. You can see it on CBS. You can listen to it on 560 QAM. You can listen on 99.9 FM. And Orange Bowl Saturday night, Miami, Wisconsin. Who you got?
Oh, I got Wisconsin.
I'm all about the U, Joe. I'm worried about lack of skilled position players for the UM offense.
But I'm
back. You are? Big recruiting class.
Oh, no, that's there in the big picture.
Big recruiting class coming
in.
The big picture,
but I don't know about this Wisconsin game.
Look at how bad that mother's fingers look, Joe. Look at that.
You got to get those things fixed, man. You're going to have all kinds of problems later on.
I really can't grab very much with this hand, but that's all right. I'm not grabbing as many things as I used to with that hand. If you guys know what I mean. All right, that's going to do it for the program.
As we end up the season,
I want to thank Jeff, Logan, Trey. I want to thank Leon, all the guys back there that help us get this program on the air. I want to thank all of you guys that participate in the show, whether you watch, whether you send questions, and whether you just shout out from the stands that you listen to the show. Love all you guys. Joe, it's been great all year long.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a happy new year. You all have a happy new year. Stay safe, more importantly, because we want to see you again in 2018. We'll see you.